Good Friday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we'll get an update on the Tuttle Creek Reservoir from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Operations Project Manager Brian McNulty. That'll be coming up shortly after 9:30. We'll also get an update from Liz Nelson at the Senior Center around 9:20 this morning on what's going on out there. But we start first with Megan Doherty with the K-State Riley County Extension. She is one of the agents out there with nutrition, health, and food safety. Megan, it's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We have an exciting event coming up next week that was kind of held in a different fashion last year, and I think people are really excited. The Riley County Fair is coming back, and Megan's got some things she's going to tell us about that are coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as well as everybody else, are glad to be back to a full fair this year. Last year was a little weird and a little different, but we made it through and the best we could. And we're glad to be back this year and hopefully with a bang this year. So we are having a full fair for the 2021 year. And all of our 4-H entries are going to be displayed in Potter Hall throughout the fair, which will be July 22nd through the 26th. And not only will we have all of our 4-H exhibits, but we'll have other events going on as well. Some new things that we have this year, we're going to host a cornhole tournament on Sunday, July 25th, out at the fairgrounds. And I believe it starts at, or registration opens at 11 and the tournament starts at noon. There's a $40 entry fee for a team of two, and there's a couple different divisions that you can play in there. We also are excited to announce that we are having a full carnival Thursday through Monday nights, which will be 6 to 10 p.m. out at the fairgrounds as well. And then we will also have our open class exhibits as well that people can enter, so the public can enter their events in to get judged as well by a judge, which would be like photography, foods, food preservation, visual arts, those kind of things. So if you want more information on the open class entries, you can visit our fair website, which is RileyCountyFair.com. And you can get some more information about the open class events as well as any other event that we have going on too. Another new thing that we're doing this year is a wine making workshop that will be held out at the fairgrounds on Saturday, July 24th. This is something that Highland Community College is partnering with us on, and they will be out there teaching. You do have to register for this one in advance so we know how many people to expect. It's $20 cash or check that you'll bring that day, and you can learn how to make your own wine at home. So pretty excited about that. And then we also have the Kaw Valley Rodeo coming as well. So they will be there July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, starting at 8 o'clock. So you can get some tickets for that at different locations around town. So if you need more information about any of those, once again, RileyCountyFair.com. You can find pretty much anything you want to know about the Riley County Fair.
Yeah, it's so exciting to have the rodeo back. I know a lot of people missed that last year. That's a big draw for the fair each year, isn't it?
Yeah, so it brings quite a few residents and people even outside of Riley County to the fairgrounds to kind of explore. And yeah, so there is the rodeo, there is the carnival, but we also have all of those 4-H exhibits in Potter Hall that you can come view. We've got the livestock, all the animals outside that you can walk through and view as well to see what all of our 4-H'ers have been working on really hard for the past year. So that's always a fun thing to do as well.
Yeah, I missed not being able to go see those last year. This has been a lot of fun. One of my favorite things to do at the fair is to walk through Potter Hall and see some of that. And, you know, you go see what people create with, Legos or other things, rocket ships out there. There's photography. I love the photography and the drawings that people do. It's just fascinating to see all the talent.
Yeah, we've got a lot of talented kids. And like I said, they're really excited. They didn't get to showcase all of their work last year. So we're really excited to see what they're going to bring out this year because they are excited for the public to get to see what they've been working really hard on. So we're all really excited to have a full Potter Fall again this year.
Now, I've heard there's going to be a pie judging contest once again.
Yeah, absolutely. So our annual pie contest, which is open to the public, our fruit this year, I guess you could say, is mixed berry. So you have to have at least two different types of berries in your pie. There is no registration. It's on Sunday, July 25th at 1 p.m. All you do is bring your best pie that you have with the mixed berry contents and bring it to Potter Fall at 1 p.m., enter it, and you can stay while the judges taste and review your pies, and then a winner will be decided. And then right after we have our pie contest, we have a pie sale. So all of the pies that were made for the contest will then be sold by the slice to the public. I want to say it's $1 a slice. And then all those proceeds go to our 4-H'ers for events that they're doing throughout the year. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great. Fun event there. I had an opportunity to be a judge on that a couple years ago, and it was a lot of fun partaking in that. Let's see, you also have some, I see something here called the Fair Olympics. I'm not sure what that all entails. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so our Fair Olympics are, a lot of our 4-H'ers participate in this on July 26th, and it's just a bunch of different events that they do. They compete on different teams, just something fun to kind of end the fair on a good note and hang out with some of your friends in a little less stress, less competitive environment, just something fun for the kids to do. So we're looking, that's always a fun time, looking forward to that as well.
All right. Again, the Raleigh County Fair begins July 22nd and goes through the 26th out at the fairgrounds there, Seco Park. I know we've had Gary on here a couple times here in the last few weeks mentioning that getting in and out of Seco Park is going to be maybe a little bit of a challenge, and there's some detours maybe people should be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't been on Kimball lately, there's some road construction going on. And so we are trying to reroute people. You can enter the fairgrounds or Seco Park through or off of Dickens Avenue, I believe. And it'll take you right to Robin Hood, and that'll take you right into the fairgrounds. Or you can come up on the other side of Kimball and come in that way as well. So just be cautious, be aware that there is some road construction going on that direction, and you might just want to plan accordingly if you are coming from that direction.
All right. Leading up to the fair here, I know it starts on the 22nd, but what all goes in these next few days here as you guys kind of get things set up?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of work that goes into preparation for the fair. Our fair actually kind of in a way started on Wednesday of this the week that we're in right now. We had our fashion review judging for our 4-H'ers. And so they did their judging during the day, and then they did a public review at night to kind of model their projects that they've been working on all year. And so that was kind of our kickoff event. And then we will be moving our office location out to Potter Fall, out to the fairgrounds today. So if you need anything as far as open class entry forms or photo boards or anything like that, our office will be out at the fairgrounds. So come see us there on Monday and anytime after that. And then just lots of time and energy we put into making the Raleigh County Fair the best it can be for the residents of Raleigh County and our 4-H'ers. So takes a lot of work, but it's always fun to see it all come together.
Absolutely. And it's one of the best county fairs we have in the state, I think. I haven't been to the other 104 county fairs, but I know that this one in particular is a lot of fun. So we encourage people to go check it out. Is there anything else?
I think that's it. Just come out and see what the Raleigh County Fair has to offer. There's something for everybody.
All right. Megan Doherty, our guest here this morning from the Extension Office. Thanks so much, and we'll see you at the fair.
Thanks for having me, Brandon.
All right. That'll wrap up segment number one. We'll talk with Liz Nelson from the Senior Center up next on KMAN.